And
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. We are live for a new episode of What Up Doe Fantasy Football, where we just we just talk fantasy football, man. Kind of go over different lineup options. B got his weekly players you should drop list. We're gonna go through our What Up Doe this week of fantasy football duds. We'll just kind of talk about some of the highlights from last week. What Up Doe Fantasy Football Show is presented, brought to you by Dead End Sports. Make sure you catch us every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/deadendsports, where we recap some of the biggest stories of the week.
And also, make sure you subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to our Dead End Sports channel.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, NBA is upon us, so, you know, I know this is fantasy football, but, you know, NBA season is upon us, so be on the lookout for NBA videos from us.
Yeah, definitely. We got those in the pocket, and they're in the editing booth in the process of coming up. So, if you guys check this late, just check the channel, check the YouTube channel, and check that out. So, another week is in the books. We shot Sunday, right?
Yep. Saturday and Sunday.
How did you do this week, man? Fantasy football.
3-0. I went 3-0 for the first time since week one. I won in all three of my leagues. I'm pretty much 3-3 in all of my leagues too, which is crazy. Yeah, that's funny. I'm 3-3 in all my leagues. So I'm like right at 500, man. You know, they talking about Dez Bryant possibly coming back to play, which I think he shouldn't. I think he should still take one more week off. But, you know, hey, he know his body better than anybody else. But, you know, if he does play, I'm not going to play him just yet. I just kind of want to see what he does, you know, just kind of like a test and see, you know, if he might re-injure himself and be out where I can drop him, or if he might come out and ball and then I might feel comfortable. But it's I'm 3-3. I mean, I'm 3-0, and then I'm 3-3 in all my leagues. So, you know, it's looking pretty good for me right now. Looking pretty good. Can you hear me? Hello? Am I in here by myself? I think I'm in here by myself. Ken and freaking lost.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, what was the last thing you heard me say?
So, you know, I'm still new to all of this. So, I don't know what happened. I was trying to actually tweet the link out.
Yeah, tweet the link out. Tweet the leak out so I can retweet it and, you know, everybody
knows. And I hit the button, and next thing I know, the whole thing disappeared. So I came back, and you were just talking about your lead. And you know how you finished. I heard you say you went 3-0.
Yeah, I went 3-0, and I said, you didn't hear me go on the Dez Bryant rant. I was saying that, I'm focusing right now. I'm talking about my main league, which I'm 3-3 in, because I started off 1-0. I lost three straight, and now I'm on a 2-week winning streak. So, you know, now I'm, like I said, I just want to still kind of remain in the middle of the pack, which I am in my main league. I'm 3-3. You know, I'm third place in points, which is still crazy, in total points, which is still crazy. And I'm 3-3. I have I think I'm ranked fifth right now. I'm ranked fifth, but I'm third in points. But, yeah, if I can still stay in that, you know, 500 range when Dez Bryant come back, man, you know, and if he comes back in ball and look like, you know, somewhat, not even like the old 100% Dez Bryant, but if he's like 85 to 90% Dez Bryant, you know, I think my fantasy team will be reckoned with. So, you know, but 3-0, I've won in the real NFL, won in Dead End Sports League. So I see you kicking butt in that Dead End Sports League. Yeah, you. You taking heads right now. You taking heads. Hopefully it'll keep up for you until you face me. But you know, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing.
Like you, man, I went undefeated. You know, again, I've only lost one game, and you know, if I would have played one player, because I lost by one point, I would actually be 10-0 across both leagues. But you know, so here's a Ken take. I don't like it, man. I don't like being when my team are winning like this because we'll either lose at the wrong moment or we'll hit that losing streak.
You know.
So I'm not comfortable. You know, I want to win because I want to build up at least enough of a lead to make the playoffs, right? But I don't know, man. It's like every time I look up, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a challenge week. I know this week is going to be a challenge because the guy I'm playing in the real NFL league, you know, his team is really good. So with him, I got to he's projected to do like 124, but it's a bye week for me. So Cobb is out. My kicker is out, McManus, and somebody else. Well, I think those are the only two. Mm-hmm. Carlos Hyde is hurt, so I have to wait.
That made me make that trade with my boy Meech look like a genius. Carlos Hyde hurt.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So I got to do. So I got to deal with that. So and then they play Thursday. You know my thing about Thursday games. I do not like Thursday games. Especially when I got a hurt player. So this week should be challenging. But, man, I mean, we played for a while. But normally I'm bragging and boasting and just having fun with everybody. I'm quiet this year, man. It's a little uneasy. All of a sudden my guys can get hurt, and I'm scrambling to make the play. I don't know, man. I'll take the wins, but it's not the same. It just doesn't feel the same. But, shit, I didn't mean to do that.
You didn't mean to do what?
I sent the tweet because, you know, I was tweeting the
– Oh, it's
the,
fine. Whatever. Tweet it out. Let them know.
No, I sent it to somebody that don't even know anything about us. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But either way I go, man. Yeah. So, one again last week. Got a tough matchup this week. I thought Jamie was going to give me a competition in the Dead End Sports League. Mm-hmm. You know, I blew her out. And somebody else had a bad squad this week. You know, the funny thing is, and this really kind of sums it up, right? If the player I played against in the Dead End Sports League would have set their lineup, I would have lost. I would have lost because they had Devontae Freeman.
Oh, man. Who was that in the Dead End Sports League you played?
You already know. It's Ralph.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's at the point now where – everybody's getting wins against them.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden we reach out and say, hey, man, you need to start setting your lineup.
Start setting your lineups, man. Like, come on, man. Set them up. You messing up the integrity of the league, people.
Yeah, but I think he's done. I think he was mad because he couldn't do his because he couldn't draft.
He couldn't draft because he drafted in real NFL because, I mean, he's been doing his lineups in there. He 5-1. But yeah, man.
Well, I think he's 5-1. He's a lucky 5-1.
You think so? So you think it's a matter of time before it's like, okay, you expose.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't think he even set his league for last week, and he put up 130 points.
Wow.
Because he had somebody on the bench. So if I looked at his bench, he got guys on the bench, and he still won. It's crazy. It's crazy that shouldn't happen. So, but anyway, we'll see, man. But again, you know, it's like we started out this year. This has just been a weird fantasy football season.
Yeah,
you know, and it's what it is. So let's talk about real quick, Shecandrick West and Nal Davis. Did absolutely nothing. This week. Now, did you play West?
Yeah, I think in my main league, I had no choice. I didn't have nothing because Latavius Murray was on bye. So,
okay.
At that point, it was either him or Doug Baldwin. And, you know, I mean, I could have played Baldwin because Baldwin at least I think put up like 6 points. But yeah, West, you know, it ain't nothing really to be scared because you know what? It's these type of situations to where okay, you pick up someone that you think that's going to, like, get a lot of looks, get a lot of carries, right? So they the first time you play them, they don't do much. But say if I bench them, it just how crazy fantasy football is. I bench them and play somebody else, and they won't do nothing. And then West will probably put up, like, 18 points on the bench. You know, that's how crazy fantasy football is. So, you know, I'm not really, like, oh, I'm not already, you know, kicking them to the curve. you know, just off of this first, you know, week or whatever. But, you know, I give him a couple more weeks before I'm like, okay, he's done now.
Well, I think the potential is there, right? So, you know, he's going to get the work. And I think now is going to be a battle between David, Niles Davis and Sha'Kendrick West. But the fact is he's going to get the work. And if you really look at the field of running backs in the NFL right now, who's really putting up solid numbers on a week-to-week basis? You can argue Giovanni Bernard is out of Cincinnati. You know, he's been pretty consistent.
Right.
Eddie Lacy, as Ryan just pointed out, hasn't done much of anything. Jamal Charles was until he got hurt. I can't really think of anybody that's been consistent all year, you know, when it comes to the running back position.
Right.
So what do you do? Arian Foster, after his first week, he looks like he's almost rounding into form. But outside of that, man, you're just starting your running backs and you're giving, you know, you kind of hold your breath and see what happens.
Yeah, that is so true.
So let's go down the real quick. Huh?
You said
okay. Yeah, I'm gonna just go through the news and notes real quick. So Christian Michaels, because the Dallas Cowboys have struggled earlier this year, he's been practicing with the first team and he's anticipated to get a lot of work this week. If you guys picked him up, and I know we've talked about him, you know, a little bit, you know, here and there on the show, you know, he's that guy right now. So he has a chance to win that starting position. And, you know, the door is open for him. You know, Randall hasn't done much of anything. We knew what McFadden was. And we'll see what Michael will do. So, you know, it's a situation with Michael, man, because I wanted to pick him up, but I really didn't want to drop anybody I had, you know, like Matt Jones, Abdullah, and somebody else, because I truly believe that Matt Jones at some point will take over that starting job because Alfred Morris, he's just terrible. So anyway, Big Ben practiced this week, but Landry Jones will start another week, and he made Martavis Bryant look good in his second game. Wait, no, I think that was his first game back.
Who again? Who are you talking about?
Melvin Gordon says he's good to play this week. Carlos Hyde is dealing with the ankle injury. He's questionable right now, but all signs are pointing to him playing. I have him in on both of my teams. I don't know if I'm willing to take a chance on playing him, especially with him going up against Seattle, because that's a tough matchup. They're upset that Jonathan Stewart ran over them, so I might have to start somebody else. I don't know about that yet. And, you know, I think that's pretty much it. I think the biggest news out of all of that is Christian Michael starting possibly in Dallas, and he may get anywhere from 10 to 15 touches a game, and Carlos Hyde. And, you know, Bolden is listed as question, but more than he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't missed a game since 2011 or something like that. So that's that. Let's talk about what happened last week. DeMarco Murray got the ball and he produced, put up over 100 yards and a touchdown. And he got the bulk of the carries in Philadelphia and he looked good doing it. Do you think this is a trend that's going to continue with him? Think Chip Kelly's figured everything out?
It's a possibility, just because now we enter in what, like week seven. We enter in week seven. Yeah. You know, maybe, you know, after DeMarco Murray, you know, showed his displeasure of not getting enough touches and not getting the ball. And then look what happens when you do give him the ball, he produces.
Right.
So maybe you could be looking, that sun could be rising very bright if you were a DeMarco Murray owner, you know. Because, you know, at first we was like, whoa, DeMarco Murray, where the hell you been? You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude was the leading rusher last year. You know, he already spoke about how displeased he is with not getting enough touches. And now it's there. Like, the proof is in the pudding now. So if I'm Chip Kelly, you know, I see. Why not? Why not still feeding the right? Now, granted, he don't have the good offensive line he had in Dallas, but you know, still, if you saying, hey, give me the ball, I can work, I can show, improve, I can produce, and then he does that, you know, maybe you should be like, hey, let's start giving some more touches. Maybe, you know, you see they won. It's not like they lost the game. They won the game, you know, so try to make life a little bit more easier than for Sam Bradford, because you know Sam Bradford's good, throw some picks here or there. So, you know, I say, hey, if I'm a DeMarco Murray owner, I'm a little happy, and especially if I'm seeing some still him getting the ball a lot in the next week going into week seven. I'm feeling good about my squad.
Well, you know, I think, you know, when you look at DeMarco Murray, he's had his production week to week early on was pretty much saved by touchdowns here and there. He's had some bad weeks, but that whole offense have had bad weeks. But I'm thinking if you do on like most people drafted him in the first round, so it's at a point where you almost have to play him, right? Same thing with it was almost the same thing with C.J. Anderson and Denver, and we'll get to him in a second. But you know, with DeMarco Murray, what other options did you really have, you know, out there? Because you know, as we highlighted earlier, most of the running backs this year have been average to mediocre anyway. So, you know, it's good to see him do that. And if you do own DeMarco Murray, that's what you want. You want that guy to continue throughout the rest of the you want him to actually produce for the rest of the year. And, you know, if you manage to win your games earlier this year, you know, while he struggled, you know, this is something that, you know, you'll look forward to and hope a trend would develop. On the flip side, what about LeSean McCoy? I mean, he came back and he had over 100 yards and I believe a touchdown. Do you think this – well, we all know they wanted to give him a ball, but do you think, A, he's all the way back and healthy, and, B, what does this do for Carlos Williams? Because he was pretty much on lock to steal that job.
McCoy, he's been kind of like – little, I ain't gonna really say up and down because he's been injured, but right. I don't know, man. McCoy is really, yeah, it's kind of tough to say. I can't say, be like, oh, yes, he's a winner. Still keep him on your squad. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying, you know, don't release him or nothing, but I don't know. I wouldn't feel as good about McCoy as I would about DeMarco Murray, seeing, you know, and even though, and plus, you know, Buffalo is a running team because they run, they play defense, you know, so Rex Ryan, they're gonna run the ball, but I don't know. Like, I think the game before he got injured, I think he only had like, 15 rushing yards, 11 attempts, even though he probably had a couple of reception yards there. But yeah, like he didn't really do much. And then I think the game before that, he had like 80 yards. And in his first game, he had like 41 yards. I don't know. Yeah, it's just like, see, he's not going to really be like getting a whole bunch of touchdowns. He may give you some yards and some reception yards. And if you cool with that, if you cool with him giving you 60 rushing yards and like 35, 40 reception yards, you know, you cool. That's 10 points right there. But, you know, right. I'm going to still keep him. I just don't feel as good and, like, hopeful about McCoy as I would with DeMarco Murray, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so do you think that what do you think about Carlos Williams? Do you think he lost his chance to win the starting job? Not, I mean, he's concussed. He's been out for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will, especially if whatchamacallit, if he keeps playing this consistent, I guess, and not be so up and down. If McCoy keep playing this consistent, then yo, yeah, that's a wrap for him getting that starting job.
Yeah, I mean, it's his first week back. You know, he's been hurt, and nobody was even really talking about him playing, and next thing you know, he pops up and he plays.
Yep,
you know, he put up numbers, so. It's something to watch, but like B said, you still want to keep the guy because most of you wasted a first or second round pick for him, and you just hope that he's healthy, he sat out, and hopefully, you know, you won your games and you get a healthy McCoy for the rest of the year. C.J. Anderson almost looked like the old C.J. Anderson in overtime. He had a couple of good runs, but for the most part, it seems like that job is going to Ronnie Hillman.
Yep.
Is C.J. Anderson on your drop list? And we'll get to that in a second.
Is he on the drop list?
Or is he close to making your drop
list? He's close to making it. You know, he's close to making it. And the only reason, if you're in a 12, like take our league, for example, if you're in a 12-team league, it ain't really nothing really out there in the streets to pick up, really. I mean, you know, and just in that example, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like who can you really pick up in our league? Like, it's like, it's not like it's someone out there that's like, oh man, like you got like third, fourth, fifth string guys out there in the waivers right now that's just sitting out there. So I mean, you might start benching him, but I don't know if he's towards that drop list yet. I give him how he's gonna play after they come back from bye. 2 weeks after they play back from bye, if you're gonna need him going into the playoffs. Because by that time he come back from the bye, week 8 and week 9, you know, you only have 4 more weeks left before the playoffs start in fantasy. So I give him 2 more weeks after bye week. If he's still putting up 25 yards and 13 yards here, yeah, you can drop him. I mean, at that point, it's no sense in having him.
Gotcha. All right. So this show is called What Up Though. Every week we highlight the worst fantasy football players of the week. And it's time to give you the list. The guys, we're talking about guys that you guys drafted with your first, second, sometimes third round picks that did absolutely nothing. B, who's on your list?
All right. So I'm like I said, I'm going to do 5 because I know you might have some people too. And I don't want to like run down a whole list of full of folks, but Jordan Matthews. Matthews, you know, highly one of the top ranked wide receivers going into your draft. You probably got him in that third or fourth round. I saw people getting him early third, you know, early third, early fourth at the latest. But that's some guy you spend an early round draft pick on when he put up 3.9 points in standard scoring leagues. You know, PPR, that's about 6, if that. Next, I got my boy I picked up. Charkandrick West from Kansas City. You know, I got him thinking he was going to at least get a lot of looks. Only gave me 1.9 points. I think he had a fumble loss as well, too. Only gave me barely 2 points. Another one. Now, this is a guy I'm pretty sure was going high on draft lists, especially when the other guy got injured. Randall Cobb, only 3.8 points. You know, they won. Aaron Rodgers was throwing the ball, but it was like, I guess he just wasn't looking at Randall Cobb for him to do much. They got 2 more people. Another person that went high on draft picks, AJ Green, even though they out there winning in Cincinnati, you would think AJ Green would be getting some of that love, you know, just this week, though. I mean, AJ Green been kind of balling for the most part. He's been pretty consistent for the most part. But this week, if you lost by 5 points, and you was hoping on AJ Green to bank you them 5. He didn't give you those 5 points. So in 3.6 standard scoring style, about 6.3 in PPRs. And last but not least, definitely not least, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown with 2.4 points. You know, Pittsburgh got the W. They got the win. But you, like I said, you would think Brian was getting all the love for some reason. And you know, if Brian keep playing consistent like this, you kind of start to worry a little bit, like, man, maybe Antonio Brown's not going to give me that 13 to 15 points that I need. He might give me 8 or 9. if Martavis Bryant keep balling like this. But that's my 5 for my What Up Though this week.
Okay. Man, he's back on the list. Uh-oh. Man. And I think it's Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris is back on the list. And I really honestly think he's going to be on the list from here on out. I think that Gruden is at a point where he has to make a decision. But, you know, I saw somebody in the league we're in, the real NFL league, picked him up. And when I saw him waste that waiver wire spot, you know, I was like, what are you doing? Now, this guy is 0-5. He just got his first win last week, so it kind of makes sense. And I'm talking about trap stars. So at 0-5, I guess you are kind of desperate. You're all kind of desperate at 0-5. But yeah, and I hope he didn't play him because he did absolutely nothing. Melvin Gordon, man, 7 carries, 29 yards. Now, I think he got hurt. No, actually, you know what? He got benched. He got benched for fumbling. Yep. Benched for, you know what? And listen, this is another Kente. This is an aside. I cannot stand when coaches bench football players for fumbling. I get it. He's a rookie, and you're trying to teach him a lesson to hold on to the ball. Let me ask you something. Don't you think they want to hold on to the ball? Do you absolutely, honestly think they're trying to go out there and fumble? Because you know what happens when they fumble and lose possession? They're not getting any more carries. Come on, guys. Don't bench a guy for fumbling. I don't see you guys benching quarterbacks or receivers. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to get that mini rant out. It's absolutely ridiculous. Did you say Eddie Lacy, man?
No, I didn't say Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. I don't even think Eddie Lacy.
He was on my list, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to say too many people. I just want to say something for you.
Man, four carries, three yards, two receptions for 17 yards. He had four carries for 3 yards. Eddie Lacy. Now, what people are saying, they're saying this. First of all, Eddie Lacy don't look right. He looked a little chunky. But they're also saying that, well, this is kind of how he was last year, and he finished strong. Well, he didn't look as chunky, you know, as he, you know, this year, you know, as he did last year. So I don't know, man. I'm concerned about Eddie Lacy because Starks came in and balled, and, you know, they're all about winning games. And when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you don't really need a running back like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Randall Cobb, you know, I know you said him. Look, I had him. He's not hurt, but I felt the pain. Deion Lewis was a guy that people picked up, and they have been getting some pretty good things from him, but he did absolutely nothing. And you know, I think some people at some point, you know, were looking to get at least something from him. I don't know what to expect from him so far, but his value is really in catching passes out of the backfield. So if he's not really doing that and being effective with it, then, you know, he's not worth your time. Chris Johnson, a lot of people were enjoying this brief flashback of the old Chris Johnson. Yeah, he 14 carries, 40 yards, didn't do much in the passing game. You know, he was done. And you know what? I'm going to ask somebody else. Brandon Cooks is a guy that was going in the third round, mm-hmm. and he is doing absolutely nothing. I'm glad I benched him. It was a Thursday game. You know how I feel about Thursday mm-hmm. games. But something said keep him on the bench. And four catches for 41 yards, man. That's just not going to get it done when you're wasting a third-round draft pick on a guy like that. So, that's pretty much, you know, all I got on my list. You know, I think right now we're kind of getting to some other guys that kind of did okay. But, you know, that's my what up, though, list for this week. Yeah, every week, man, it's a little rough, man.
Every week, you're like, man, who I'm going to put on this bad boy?
Yeah, I know, man. I picked up Stafford, B. Did you drop him in Dead in Sports?
I think I dropped him in Dead in Sports and Real NFL.
Yeah, I got him. He's better than Mariota. So
yeah, I mean, was he really before that game against the Bears? Was he really really?
Going forward, he'll be better than Mariota. Mariota's hurt. Mariota got beat up.
They playing Minnesota at home. They playing Kansas City in London. They got a bye. Then they come back and play at Green Bay. That's an L. And then they play San Francisco at home. Then they play North. They play the Saints at the Saints. I don't know, man. don't get too happy with that game. I mean, if you really feel that that Mariota Stafford is a better pickup than Mariota. Hey, good luck with that.
I'll put it to you this way. I'll be scared to start both, but I'll be less worried in starting Stafford over Mariota because of the experience. And he has Calvin Johnson, you know, so that always helps. But when I look at
– Here goes Stafford. They play – I had it right. Minnesota, Kansas City, bye week, at Green Bay. Then they got three straight home games. After they play at Green Bay, they play the Raiders, the Eagles, and then Green Bay, all at home. Then they go to the Rams. You know how their defense is. Then they go to the Saints. Then they got their last home game is San Francisco, and then they play at Chicago. Well, it don't really matter about that because then at that point, that play of the season be over. But yeah, you got, I don't know, man. I don't know. Stafford, I don't know. Good luck with that. I hope that work out for you. I hope it work out for you.
I mean, I don't need him. He's just on the bench. I'm not going to let somebody else get him. What if he snaps and turn back into the guy from last year? And Mariota, let's look at Mariota, man. He had that one good game, right? He had a couple of other okay games. But what was the one thing they kept saying about Mariota when he was on his way into the league? He doesn't turn the ball over. Man. Guess who's turning the ball
Mariota.
Over? Mariota. Turnovers, fumbles, the whole nine.
That's what happened when you go into the pros, you step into them pros, man.
Yeah, but and nobody's all of a sudden now nobody wants to say anything about Mariota.
No, they don't. They don't.
Yeah, people have been real quiet. You know, he had that one game and that was it. Now he's fumbling and turning the ball over, and you know, everybody just want to turn a blind eye. But anyway, players you should drop, B. What you got?
All right, players you should drop. And this,
bring my mic around.
You said what?
No, I had my mic beside me, but
yeah, players used to drop. This guy was pretty. He was pretty high ranked going into the season, and I just think I think at this point, week seven, he hasn't really lived up to the bill. I think you can definitely find other tight ends. Owen Daniels. Sorry, Owen Daniels. Owen Daniel owners, you know, if you got somebody you eyeing in the waivers, or if you got somebody on the bench that you've been noticing that's probably putting up more fantasy points than Owen Daniels, at this point you drop him. I mean, just go ahead and let him go. Hoyer is not even looking at the damn tight ends anyway. So Hopkins is taking up all the love over there anyway. So Owen Daniel owners, let him go. The next guy. Even though he's been a little injured, but he hasn't really done nothing all season, is Marquise Colston from the Saints. That's why, like you said earlier, Ken, people was getting Cooks because they know Colston was pretty much like, you know, he was washed up. So Cooks was getting all the love. And he was getting all the love last year. So, but Marquise Colston, if you got him, just let him go. You can probably find another receiver to pop in off the bench or some, you know, off the waiver wire, drop Colston. Another tight end. I didn't pick him up, but I kind of had him ranked a little higher when I was drafting. He was going to be like one of my sleeper guys to get up, but he hadn't been doing nothing. Is Jared Cook, tight end.
He never does anything.
What was that? The year before last, I think. I don't know about last year. The year before last, he kind of balled out, man. He did. He was like my 7 through 9 points a week tight end, which is fine with me. I'm cool with that. But he hasn't been doing jack this week. I mean, this season. So, I got him, and I got Isaiah Correll. I remember people kind of had him like he was going to be that running back. He was going to be the starting running back and to get all the looks, get all the carries, all the goal line carries. He ain't been doing jack, man. So, if you got him on your squad, if you can, if you got some other secret weapons, drop him. And then last but not least, I got this guy on one of my leagues. But he's been pretty much riding the bench most of the time. I think I had to play him one time. Is Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace from the Vikings. I don't know. Mike Wallace, I've been paying attention to him because, like I said, he's on my team. So when I'm looking at my bench, and when you look at your lineup and you're like, okay, what my bench do? And I look at my bench and I always see Mike Wallace, you know, like 2 points, 3 points, 2 points. I'm like, and I kind of thought he was going to, you know, do something because look, who else is Teddy Bridgewater throwing to out there? Like you got what's his name? Patterson, Peterson. He's like a special teams guy. Who else is their receivers out there?
Yeah, you're talking about Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, he's turned into more of a like special teams guy.
Yeah.
But who else who Teddy Bridgewater throwing the ball to? I don't know.
I'll tell you in a second. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If it's nobody else, Mike Wallace should be eating. Mike Wallace should be eating. It's not like Teddy Bridgewater is like just a horrible quarterback. So, yeah, Mike Wallace, got to go. Then my players you should drop this for up to week 7 that you should let go.
Well, the guy you should probably pick up, and I picked him up in two leagues, is Diggs. That's the guy that Bridgewater is going to throw to, and he may take Charles Johnson's spot because Charles Johnson is hurt. So I think it's worth taking a flyer on him. So, you know, so this is a player to watch. I say another player to watch is gosh, what was his name? It was two guys that I was really going at. Oh, wait, no. I told you about Barnett a couple of weeks ago, and he's turned into a success. But yeah, Diggs is the one that I will really keep my eye on, because I think he has a chance to really, really become that guy for Bridgewater in Minnesota. And if he does, the only thing that'll do is free up Adrian Peterson, who's struggling to find room to run because they're stacking, the line against him. And I'm really surprised, and I don't know about you, but I'm really surprised that that Bridgewater is playing as bad as he is. Like, I expected him to kind of play a lot better than he's played so far, and he just hasn't.
I think I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people, expected him to have a good season, or a decent season at least. Like having people saying, "Oh man, Teddy Bridgewater is that dude." So yeah, he is kind of like not living up to the bill as of now.
Yeah, no. So Christian Michael. And Stephen Diggs, those are the two guys that you should watch out for on the waiver wire. If you can get them, pick them up. Let's go ahead and bring in Ryan, and we're going to also get into some waiver wires as we have about 20 minutes left on the show. Let's see. All right, Ryan, you should be able to get in now.
I hope your mic is better.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Dang. I wonder why we can barely hear you. Hold on.
I'm lagging a little.
Yeah, I saw that.
How about now?
It's a little better. Man, I wonder what. That's the only mic you got?
I was lagging a little bit. Is it better?
Yeah. Oh, now you sound better. You're just gonna have to hold. You're gonna have to hold probably the thing up to your mouth. But yeah, you sound clear like that.
Yeah, my internet's lagging a little bit because you guys get a delay.
Oh, okay. Okay. You sound good like that. Yeah. So stay just like that. You sound good like that.
Yeah. Okay. But,
what's going on, man? How's fantasy week treat you this week? How fantasy football treat you?
Man. That cheap shot to Mariota killed me.
It did. He's your only quarterback?
Yeah, because what I did was when I told you when I got Lacy, I gave the guy Bortles, and he somehow put another 30 points. So I'm thinking he's not going to keep it up, especially with the injury he has. But he kept it up even with like two picks he gave. He still put over 30 points. But I had to make a trade this week, since it's saying that he's not likely to play, but he's like, "Oh, I'll play," just like Tyrod Taylor. Ironically enough, that's who I'm trading for to get, because I need a quarterback. So, gave up Carolina and Golden Tate to get it.
Wow, yeah, Blake Bortles. That's one. That's who I actually dropped Stafford for, is Blake Bortles and Bradford. And I think I've been starting Blake Bortles. I think I started Bradford in one of my leagues, but I still had managed to win anyway. But I kind of wish I started, but something told me to start Blake just because he was going against Houston. But yeah, man, Blake is gonna pass that rock. He's gonna pass. He might give you three interceptions, but he's gonna give you three touchdowns and like throw for 350 some yards. Blake Bortles is gonna pass that rock. Once he just get better in his decision making, I think he's gonna be like a round two, round three draft quarter QB in the years to come in fantasy.
Maybe, as long as he's got the weapons.
Yeah, as long as he got the weapons, yep. And all his weapons are back healthy now. So yeah, that Blake Bortles pickup was good for me. I definitely feel better with him as my QB and Matthew Stafford.
Definitely. Actually, I want to add in a sneaky waiver wire pickup, because I just read this earlier on Roto World. Mm-hmm. Harry Douglas on the Titans may be injured and held out along with Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had this guy on a flyer, Doriel Green Beckham, who's like, their biggest physical prospect. So if Douglas is out, then it's no longer like a wide receiver by committee too. Even that's a thing. So he could get more snaps finally, because he had six last week. He had six targets. He caught three and he got like 57 yards, I think.
Really?
Yeah, let me see. Because I held him because I had Mariota because I wanted a 1-2 punch because I figured he could really break out. And yeah, he got 57 yards. He had 6 targets and 3 snaps, and he's a red zone threat because he did that in the first 2 weeks. He got touchdowns on my bench.
Damn.
Yeah, because I think they were saying Devontae Parker was going to be that guy, but he can't even get on the field. And, you know, I held him for as long as I could. Eventually, I just had to let him go because for the bye week, and he hasn't been doing anything. And I don't think, you know, and I don't think anybody's going to pick him up in the league that I'm playing in. But he's been that guy that, you know, we thought at some point Devontae Parker would be. So he is a sneaky pickup, especially with the way Kendall Wright is playing. He hasn't really done much of anything either.
Definitely.
Wait, no. Wrong team. But yeah. But yeah, Dora Beckham, man, watch out for him. I haven't picked him up yet. Fortunately, you don't have a need to, but yeah, he's on the watch list.
Yeah, Stefon, actually, I want to talk about Stefon Diggs. There, since Charles Johnson went out, they look at him as a guy, and I read into like these forums when they talk about players who these guys like dig up all this info, put up GIFs from the game to see like how well he's doing. He can get separation and take off with speed. They're comparing, I guess ESPN did a comparison between him and Odell Beckham, and it's really similar stat-wise, running the 40, height, weight, and then he's had two consistent floors, so I snagged him up when I saw he almost got he didn't get a touchdown, but he got over 100 yards. I'm like, Teddy Bridgewater's treating him like he treated Johnson last year towards the end of the season. I'm like, this is the guy.
And what's the guy's name again?
Stefon Diggs.
Stefon Diggs. Oh, okay.
You got the coaches saying all these things about him, and also Mike Wallace compared him to Antonio Brown for his skill set. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And I saw the gifts. This guy breaks some legs and takes off.
Damn.
So I'm like, this might be a guy. Like how ODB just kind of came out of nowhere. He could be the next one. Minnesota might have a wide receiving threat because he's getting all the targets.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, Charles Johnson got hurt. He stepped in, and he so far he's been able to produce. You know, and I'm actually thinking about benching Hyde and playing him, you know, this week because Hyde hasn't done much of anything, right? He has a tough matchup. If anything, he's going to get 4 to 5 points. You know, I could probably get that out of Diggs and you know, maybe even more because they'll probably end up passing the ball more. So I'm looking into doing that. I just don't like playing guys on Thursday. It just really sucks. Let me go through the waiver wire real quick, and then we'll bring on Nancy because we've got about 15 minutes left, and then we'll call it a show. So players on bye this week: Aaron Rodgers, Andy Dalton, Peyton Manning, which you're probably not upset about that, and Jay Cutler. If you're starting Jay Cutler, you're probably 1-4. And you're having a tough season, maybe. I don't know. Depends on who else you got. Blake Bortles, if he's still out there, which he shouldn't be, he's probably a guy you want to get, to help get past this week. Bridgewater, Kaepernick maybe, and Landry Jones if you're desperate. Let's see. But Blake Bortles, B dropped him. B saw it early and picked him up, and he's been nothing short of outstanding in terms of being a fantasy football quarterback. Mm-hmm. Running backs, Matt Forte, Eddie Lacy, James Starks, CJ Anderson, Hillman, Jeremy Hill, and Giovanni Bernard all are on bye. Most of those guys are running back by committee anyway. As we stated earlier, you should pick up Christian Michaels. Pick up Christian Michaels and give him a go. And maybe even Theo Riddick. I will look at him too because we don't know what's going to go on with Abdullah. He's hit or miss. So look to snatch him up. Let's see. And wide receivers, at Alshon Jeffrey, who came back and had a great game last week from injury. Well, he's on bye. Demaryius Thomas, whose production is hit or miss, thanks to Peyton Manning. Emmanuel Sanders, Cobb, James Jones, AJ Green, and Marvin Jones are all on bye this week. Stefon Diggs, we talked about him. You should snatch him up. Rashard Matthews, if he's still available, you want to get him. By now, if you're listening to the show, you probably already have Brandon LaFell. If you don't, that's a guy to go look at. And look at Michael Floyd. He's also a guy that you may want to take a chance on. And by the way, if Davante Adams is out there and somebody dropped him, pick him up. Just stash him. He's been hurt, and I think they're going to need all three wideouts in Green Bay in order for them to be efficient, and I think it'll help Randall Cobb too. Tight end position, Martellus Bennett, Tyler Eifert, Richard Rodgers, and Owen Daniels. B, real quick, correction. Owen Daniels is actually in Denver this year.
Okay, okay.
It didn't matter. You still should drop him.
You still got it. Yeah, you still got to let him go.
Wherever he's at, just drop him.
Right.
Dwayne Allen may be out there. Ben Watson may be a guy you may pick up. Yeah. And maybe Delanie Walker, if you're looking to stream some tight ends. And that's pretty much it. That's it. Those are all the players. And that's it, man. So just wanted to go through that real quick for those of you out there listening. And let's bring on Nancy. And I think we got one more person. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, somebody was trying to call in. I saw.
I think I unlocked it.
Oh. Nancy, you still there? She been typing like crazy. Yeah, she here. Did you get the co-host?
Okay, I think I locked the seat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Got 1, 2, 3, got 5 active watchers. Oh, she can't go.
Oh, dang. I forgot about that. Oh, man. You can see after here. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Nancy didn't come in. Last time it said it's locked.
She can't go into video?
Yeah, it says she can't go into video. It's locked.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Here we go.
She came on there quick last time.
Sit. Maybe she's a different.
Yeah, I'm gonna do video tonight. But anyway, look at this right here. We got to face this guy. That's why I didn't even watch the game Sunday, man. I couldn't do it.
I'm gonna put it to you like this: when you guys described the game last night, it was not as close as the score would tell you. Like in the first half, the Colts actually looked competitive, but right when the second half started, Belichick did his strategy he's been doing when they get the coin toss the first, so you can get points at the end and points at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And after that point, they couldn't keep up. Like, Luck was throwing better, but then towards the end, the defense was getting Malcolm Butler was all over the number one receiver, Hilton. He was all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, he was. He was
damn good.
Man, yeah, wasn't it a 6-point game until the punt? Yesco?
They scored the touchdown after that play, because that happened as a late game drive. That happened after the punt, because before I think they were down 2 scores, and then they did the punt because they tried to do the offsides thing. And there was actually a video. They had the punter talk about it on a radio show, and it sounds worse when they describe how it was supposed to go. I think it was still a 2-score game. They do the fake punt, screw it up, and later in the quarter they end up getting one last try to get the touchdown. So it's supposed to be a 7-point game. Oh, let's do another onside kick. Then Jamie Collins leaps over both lines of defense clear to block the extra point. It was amazing.
Oh, okay. I saw they scored a touchdown late to make the score look better.
Right.
But
it was to cover the spread.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. But yeah, but when I was looking at the recap of the game, it looked like the game they went up by 2 scores after they did the fake punt, and it was a wrap for that. But at least they tried. Let me ask you this, because I'm sure you heard it. I think Stephen A. was right. I think Brady wanted to blow them boys out.
Oh yeah,
they didn't blow them out. Because what Stephen A. was saying was that after the game, Tom Brady was happy they got the win, but he didn't look over. He just didn't look pleased. Like, he wanted to get the blowout, and he didn't get it. So
he wanted to make a statement. Tom Brady wanted to make a statement.
I think part of that was because after Brady threw the first touchdown to Edelman, he had like a broken pinky, like, or dislocated. So that kind of screwed things up. That's what happened with the pick. He threw another one to Edelman. Edelman bobbled like 3 passes, and one of those led to the pick six. Otherwise, he wasn't even getting close to picked off because he threw the ball and then bobbled it up, and Adam Jones is right there, takes it, runs in the opposite direction. So I think that kind of ticked him off a little bit because he wasn't able to keep it consistent because there was a couple drives they didn't get the score and they had to punt more. So I'd say it probably was a factor a little bit, but I mean, for the most part, they were in control most of the game. Like, the first half was really the only time the Colts looked to be competitive. Like, oh, they don't want to get embarrassed. But then right after the first half, then it was, oh, Patriots are in control of this now. They did not even keep them up.
I think this matchup is going to be interesting. I obviously think the Patriots are going to win because they have Brady and the Jets have Fitzpatrick. But number one defense versus the number one offense.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope it's a close game. I don't think it will be. I think at some point Fitzpatrick will turn the ball over like twice and it'll be a wrap.
It's different now because Jets now have Brandon Marshall as a legit number one threat. Eric Decker's a two. They don't really have a tight end. They got Chris Ivory looking like an actual bell cow back who's looking pretty solid. And the defense has Buster Screen, Revis, Cromartie. It's a dangerous secondary, so it's going to be a test, that's for sure. But I still got to give the Pats somewhat of an edge. Even though Todd Bowles is much better than Bevel is for an offensive coordinator, but it's going to be a good game. I can say that.
Yeah.
I still think the Pats squeak out with a win. I don't think it, unless, like you said, Fitzpatrick screws up with turnovers, I think it'll still be like a one-score game.
Fitzpatrick will screw up with turnovers. He averages one or two a game. It's going to happen. Yeah. Okay. It's going to happen. But we, you know, I think a lot of people have to be pleased with Brandon Marshall from a fantasy football perspective this year. Mm-hmm. Who saw that coming?
Right.
The quarterbacks they had, right?
Right, because I was scared to get him because of the quarterback situation.
Yeah, I was too. I thought I started to take a late round flyer on him, but I felt more comfortable with Fitzpatrick than Marshall simply because of the quarterback situation. But Marshall's balling, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's balling. So is Ivory.
On a mission.
Yeah. Yeah, because he lost his season last year to injuries. And I had him last year, and he could
still. I was trying to get him because I had Cutler on my team.
Oh, last year?
Man.
That's why I said I agree with Ken. You don't necessarily need a good quarterback to get to the playoffs. Cutler was doing it for me with garbage time touchdowns.
Yep, I agree.
I just missed it by, like, single-digit points for the last seed.
Yeah, I think that was something that we talked about in the QB preview show. Like, you don't really need a quarterback to win as long as your other position players are good. You know, you can get to the Super Bowl. I think I won last year one year I went with Eli and somebody else. It was crazy. But nah, you just need good position players, man, and that's it. Quarterbacks would typically average about two touchdowns a game anyway. You know, and you know, that's fairly decent. You just hope for yardage.
Yeah. You hope for at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think most quarterbacks will at least get two. You know, they'll definitely get in most cases they'll get one, but I think on average they'll average about two, maybe more. But it also depends on the running back too. But you know. Mm-hmm. Any sleepers you guys have for this week coming up? Think anybody you think could have a good game?
I was just reading Yahoo's Fantasy Flames, and they're saying Robert Woods for Buffalo, since Sammy Watkins is out, and the only other real threat is Charles Clay. And Tyrod should be coming back, so he's like the next man up. Otherwise, he was like third on the depth chart because Percy Harvin's out too.
Yeah, they can have that.
I don't even think I have any sleepers really.
Tavon Austin.
Is he back, or because he had like a couple of good first weeks, and then he just kind of like dud out a little bit.
All touchdowns, B. I think that's all that matters. But if he doesn't score a touchdown, he's not doing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going up against Cleveland.
Okay, that's a good shot. That's a good chance. Yeah,
I don't think Joe Hayden's back either. So
I don't know.
Who's going up against Houston?
Houston.
I mean, if I needed a receiver, I would probably pick up Woods. But I don't like taking those chances.
Right.
I feel you. Oh my God, who is Houston playing?
Nancy still couldn't get in.
Nah,
she said she couldn't do video.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I would never draft Tavon Austin. Never.
No. He's a waiver wire pickup. That's why I wouldn't
pick him up on waiver.
Waivers, or if I'm like just hurting in injuries or something like that. But yeah. Yep. I would never pick him up either.
I would never play him on my team unless I have absolutely no other choice. I gotta be extremely desperate.
They're playing against Miami.
Oh,
okay. So.
Lamar Miller.
Hold up. What's this? Oh, okay. Foster was just limited. They have him as questionable. They say
that's okay because they defense. I'm just saying, whoever's got Houston, Ryan Tannehill might. That could be a sleeper. That could be my sleeper. Ryan Tannehill might. He might have a good day against. hey, they already 1-0 under their new coach. So expect. I mean, Houston, Texas defense. You know, no disrespect to J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt is amazing, but. Yeah, Houston, Texas defense is not stopping nobody. So.
I'm not playing Ryan Tannehill. I'm gonna stick with Palmer.
I mean, of course. If you have better QBs, yeah. But like, I mean, if you sitting there with Sam Bradford and Matthew Stafford or something, I'm playing Ryan Tannehill. I mean, I'm feeling good playing Ryan Tannehill against that defense. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
All right. So tell us what's going on in your fantasy football world.
I'm going to get my first loss this week, no doubt. I half my team's on bye.
I remember you telling us that.
Yeah, I did manage to pick up some okay players, but my opponent has way too much power this week. Every week I play with like 3-4 players on bye, and the people I play against have nobody on bye. So it worked out okay last week. I won, but this week it's going to be tough. They've got Adrian Peterson, Gronkowski, Frank Gore, Deion Lewis, Steve Smith. They're keeping Matt Stafford in as quarterback, so I'm hoping he isn't as good as last week, but I don't have much confidence that I'm going to get a win this week. So
Deion Lewis took up the joint this past week.
He what?
He kind of stinked this week. Deion Lewis.
They didn't use him.
Yeah, they didn't use him at all.
I think the plan was Blount to power back through it because the defense wasn't as stout for Lewis. He still got a couple things, but they were just going easy because of his abs. I think he's still like an abdomen injury. But how does your opponent have Gronk and Peterson?
I don't know. Yeah, like, I think he picked Peterson first round and Gronk second round.
Dang, Gronk was sitting. So if he got Peterson, I wonder what he was drafting, like third or second or something?
He was fourth, I think.
Okay, wow. Peterson went down to fourth, and then it came back, and Gronk didn't get picked up. Wow.
I want to be in your league.
Yeah, me too.
We got that weird league of it's a church league with all various ages and experience and knowledge of football, so the drafts are really odd. Really strange.
What would they do? I would like to see like that draft result sheet for that draft. I would really like to see that.
I've got pictures of the like the first three places, first, second, and third, what their draft was. But I don't have the others. But yeah, it's really interesting. So quarterbacks go in the first and second round in our draft. So
that happened to us, B.
It did.
Started going early.
Yeah. It was crazy. It got so bad to where we would. you know, you're looking at QBs, you're like, okay, is either going to be Matthew Stafford? Who else I had? It was like Matthew Stafford, Colin Kaepernick, and somebody else. And now at the time, I was like Matthew Stafford. But yeah.
Well, I was left with Ryan Tannehill, and I got Carson Palmer. But right. My position players are awesome. You know, I got Hopkins, Le'Veon Bell, I got Randall Cobb. You know, so
you been in with Carson Palmer. He's having a pretty decent year, though.
Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde, you know, that's why I'm 5-1, well, 4-1. But, you know, the quarterbacks were gone, so I just took who was left and was hoping they would air it out with Ryan Tannehill, but Palmer has been off the charts.
It's kind of amazing that I'm 5-0-1. I think it's a lot been luck.
So, actually, hey, that's all you need. That's all you need sometimes in fantasy football. You need some luck. So if luck on your side,
the luck was picking up Andy Dalton. He went undrafted in our leagues, and I picked him up after week one, I think, as a backup. So I've been really lucky. And Chris Ivory, I think I picked up in the fifth or sixth round, and he's been, you know, he's been good. Yeah.
Let's hope that you know, your luck kind of continues to do well for you. Sometimes I've been in leagues where you've seen some guys get lucky, and then you know they luck run out, and then that's you know they getting blown out. So
I think my luck is running out now. So.
I think this week is going to be tough for you. I think you might have to chalk up an L this week because of all the buys that you have. But after that, I mean, you'll be back in full swing. So, you know, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, I was hoping Ben would come back this week, but then on second thought, you know, he's not going to be full on anyway. So I went ahead and picked up Blake Bortles today. So
good pickup. That's a good pickup.
That is a pickup. He's what, 1, 2, 3, 4? I think he's fifth.
Yep.
That's
a good pickup. That's a good pickup. And like I told Ken earlier, Nancy, I got Dez Bryant. I had originally drafted him. And they saying that he's supposed to play. If he does play, I'm just gonna kinda like just, you know, like one of those wait and see, test the water, see how he's looking or whatever, you know, because you know, I ain't about to be all excited. Oh, let me play him. And then he go out and give me 0.5 points or something like that. So, you know, I just want to see what he's going to do because you never know. He might re-injure. He might get back injured and be out for 4 more weeks or 5 more weeks. Then at that point, I'll just drop him. But, you know, I'm still hanging on for hope. I'm still hanging on.
Yeah, I didn't play Odell Beckham last week because they weren't sure. And I couldn't wait until Monday to find out. But I didn't need him. I didn't need him. I'd already won on Sunday night.
Oh, okay, so, well, you're good.
It turned out okay.
Yeah. Thank God that wasn't a deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
Because I would have kicked myself, really. Yeah.
That's the worst feeling. That is the worst feeling, confounded.
But, you know, they said, well, they aren't going to know until game time. Well, there was nobody else I could pick up, and I had to play somebody, and so I took him out. And
yeah, I think I probably would have did the same thing. Yeah. You say you would have still rolled with Beckham?
Yeah, I would have bit the bullet. Because, honestly, if he plays, then he's gonna be the number one target. If he doesn't,
real quick, what's the word on Victor Cruz? Like, so he's not coming back, or is he just in worse? I mean, is he in worse condition? Worse condition than the doctors say?
Someone just picked him up in my league, and I put him on my watch list when I saw the report. He's trending. Here we go. And he's starting him. What? He stays okay. Tom Coughlin's supposed to update. He's supposed to update today. Actually, yesterday. He's supposed to undergo an MRI today. If the results are favorable, he could resume practicing. But Coughlin wasn't registering any guesses. Yahoo thinks he's not going to be back this week, but he seems to be coming back this year. So take that for what you will.
Yeah, I just haven't heard nothing about him. I'm like, is he? Yeah, I thought the organization knew something that we all didn't know. Like, oh, he's worse than what anticipated or something. Because I thought he was going to be back by like week four or five. But
he had a setback.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it was. That's what it was.
people were making jokes about him being cheating on his wife. They were all the pictures and all that. So they were showing, oh, that's why that was a setback. It was like,
oh, that's funny. That is too funny. Yeah, I thought something was up with Victor Cruz. I'm like, what the heck? I thought, because I had him stashed for a couple of weeks, and then after that point, I just kind of gave up and dropped him. But yeah, I had Victor Cruz stashed for a good, because I think he was like my either second to last pick or my last pick when I drafted him. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to draft him and kind of stash him. But
right,
that didn't work out. So I just went to end up picking somebody else.
Yep. Also, good news for LaFell owners, anybody who stashed him, he is practicing. So he could play this week, or, you know, maybe they might need him. They might, it could help him with the Jets for the deep threat. You might see Revis, but if not, he should definitely, I would think, definitely be back next week for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Free in our league.
Wow.
I'd stash him if you can, or if you need a wide receiver.
I can't this week.
Yeah, all the buys you got going on, yeah, you can't. So.
But next week I can dump all of my backups I had to pick up, so.
Yeah, I think Ken, I think Patsy in the real NFL, she stashed him. She yeah. got him stashed.
Everybody's picked him up in the every league. Oh man, he's already gone.
Yeah. So dang, was there anything else? That. Anything else, y'all?
Oh
nope.
I think he just kicked out.
He kicked himself out.
Uh oh.
B, you still up? Maybe he closed the tab by mistake. Last thing I got is Macklin hasn't practiced with that concussion. He's not looking great. Hopefully he comes back like DeAndre Hopkins did, but they're saying his concussion looked a little worse than his, so we'll see. But I would love to have him back because that would be great for my week. But
yeah, he probably got that Carlos Williams concussion.
What, don't you do just that. Out?
Don't do that to I picked me. Him up 1 week too. Dropped him the next.
Yeah, talk about a tough break. Like you have a chance to get that job, and you get concussed.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of sucked.
Yeah, man. I'm just hoping, and I'm hoping. Oh, by the way, Ken, Hugh Jackson gave an update about Jeremy Hill. He said he doesn't play like I want yet. He says I'm not gonna run from that. He can't run from it either. I mean, there's another level for him, and he'll get there, and I believe that with my whole heart. He has some good, strong runs, but I know the player he can be, so I'm going to keep pushing him to get there. I mean, we need him. He's going to be a huge part down the stretch run once we get back here after the bye. Hill and Giovanni Bernard continue split work in the backfield. Hill's averaging with 3.1 per carry, hasn't topped 63 rushing in a game, but it seems like they're going to lean on Hill when the weather gets colder.
What does that even mean? You saw
it's like. It's like the same thing I've been reading about Eddie Lacy. Like, when it gets cold, they're going to lean on him like they did last year. And I'm hoping Lacy comes back healthy from the ankle injury. But something, I guess, about, like, running in the cold, with maybe it's the way they built or the way they can run, like, sustained in the cold. I'm not fully sure how that works. But I'd still hold both. If people drop them, snag them up.
Yeah. I hope somebody do drop him. Jeremy, I'm waiting. Uh oh. I'm waiting for him to drop him. Well, yeah, B just hit me back and said he had to reset his Wi-Fi. So, yeah, we're not waiting for that. So, yeah, we're going to call this a show. So, I appreciate you guys tuning in and joining us again. So, we'll be back and we'll do it again next week.
Okay. Appreciate see you next week.
All right. See you.
See you. Peace.
Peace.